hopefully this will be it for Paul. He tells me anyway he's never going back into hospital again, so I'm praying that'll be his, you know, that'll be right. Because we've got, Paul was given this opportunity at an early age, and hopefully by the end of the 2 years that Dr. Park said that he'd be able to walk with crutches or a walker, but be ambulant on his two feet, that actually reduces the chances of Paul needing any further surgery, because he's going to be up and about, he's going to be using his muscles correctly. You know, he's going to be able to do a lot more things that sitting in the chair he's not able to do. So I'm hoping, and I do believe, that Paul will not require any further surgery.
So now it's going to be about rehabilitation, strength and conditioning.
It's rehabilitation
and
strengthening and just teaching Paul. It's like somebody described it, it's like teaching a baby to walk again. They have to learn how to do it. The brain has to be retrained in how to get the connection back from the brain down the spine and back down into his legs to be able to teach him to walk again.